That's right, yeah. No, it's great. We always hear the bad stories when things happen, you know, so it's good to have a good news story of them coming home all safe and well, because I have been speaking to families locally here who were worried about their loved ones, especially through that conflict with Israel and Hezbollah, you know, so it is good that they're all home safe and well.
There's always the dangers for the troops, obviously, abroad and for their families back home in Ireland and indeed in Donegal in the main now. In this case, it's also a very worrying time.
It is surely, you know. We forget to think what, you know, the sacrifices these troops make heading out there. We think they're just heading away for an easy time. And the family, the sacrifices they miss out on First Holy Communions, confirmations, you know, they do sacrifice a lot for us, and I think it is very underestimated.
Now, whereas the troops in Donegal have returned, they have been replaced by soldiers predominantly based in the west of Ireland and in Galway. In relation to future tours of duty, there's always a fear, there's always a worry. Is it something perhaps that there needs to be a wider political discussion on, the deployment of Irish troops to such missions?
I do indeed. I think it's been pushed down the line a long time. The area I'm from here, Dunfermline, Brooklyn, we have a lot of people that would have went to Finnair and a lot of people that serving them duties, you know, and have been saying for a long time, you know, that there should be more done for them. So I think it's a discussion that needs to be taken up between everybody, yeah.
Everybody will be delighted to have these troops back in Donegal this evening, and as long as everybody comes back safe and well, that's really the main objective.
You know, that's everybody's objective, no matter what it is. Going out to do your day's work, and, you know, they've been away for the last number of months doing work, you know, and that's all we can be thankful for. And I wish them a great time now when they're at home and catch up with their loved ones.